It's the first day of October, and guess what? The markets rallied. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Glad you're with us again today. In other business news, a major product recall from Kohl's. Consumers are not happy with Walmart. We'll tell you why. Have you heard about the price of propane? You will today. John Deere and the UAW have come to an agreement. Recreational vehicles are selling brisky, and that means higher stock prices. Get ready for slower mail delivery services, just what you needed, right? We've got the Wall Street Report and new rules for working from home that impact the kids and parents. Plus, it's Friday, and Jeff Pitts from CityView is in to chat it up about stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter day, night, whenever. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, yesterday we reported that historically, October was a much better month for the stock market than September. Today, that was put to the test, and while it's only the first day of a new month, the markets did rally, with the Dow closing up by over 480 points. I'll share the details and the numbers with you in just a bit. Kohl's department store is telling us that if you purchased this popular item, stop using it now. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announced that approximately 31,000 Sonoma Goods for Life Ultimate oversized anti-gravity chairs had been recalled. The chairs were sold at Kohl's stores throughout the U.S. and on Kohl's website from January of 2019 through June of this year for about $240. The affected chairs, which come in multiple colors, have an aluminum frame, square legs, a fabric seat and back, and a removable pillow. So what's the deal? Get this. The chairs are being recalled because they are susceptible to collapsing or breaking when they bear weight, putting those who use them at risk of a fall. At the time the recall was announced, the company had received 18 reports of the chairs collapsing or breaking, with two customers sustaining minor injuries. Now, the chairs can be returned to any Kohl's store. Those with a receipt can receive a full refund of their purchase, and those who no longer have a receipt will instead get a credit to Kohl's. We reported earlier that Walmart had killed off its layaway program and replaced it with a buy now, pay later program through a partner company, Affirm. Well, now consumers are letting Walmart have it and saying that now they will have to come up with some extra cash just ahead of the holiday shopping season. With Affirm, there are no hidden or late fees, but some customers can end up paying 10% interest or more on their purchases over the course of a year, depending on their credit rating, and that is according to Walmart. Others may not be eligible because of a lack of approved credit or simply because their bank isn't connected to Affirm. Some of the Twitter reaction reported by Business Insider include these comments, quote, "Congrats on killing Christmas for so many families who were depending on layaway for Christmas and who do not qualify for Affirm," end quote. Or this, quote, "Just read that Walmart ended their layaway program, replacing it with Affirm. That sucks, and it's going to ruin the holidays for a lot of families," end quote. Critics say that buy now, pay later services can put shoppers at a greater financial risk. Consumers only pay for products after they've received them, and it can be tempting to spend more than you have and rack up debt, leaving shoppers with a financial headache. Happy holidays. You know, back in the day, I lived on a farm, and that farm used propane for heating and cooking. The big 500-gallon tank would go through two fillings during the winter at a cost of about $650 for a refill. Well, that was until I hooked up a wood stove, and then the usage of propane dropped like a rock. Well, now it's 2021, and the cost of propane is on the rise. WSAW out of Marshfield, Wisconsin, is reporting that the current prices are the highest they've been since 2014. If you fill a typical household's 500-gallon propane tank, it would cost you about $783. And like I said, most homes go through at least two tanks to heat their homes in the winter. Propane dealers are reminding their customers to keep a sharp eye on your usage and how much you have in your tank. And when the gauge reads 30% left, you should consider making a call for a refill, because emergency refills could cost you even more. Well, it looks like the UAW and John Deere have come to a new six-year agreement. Reuters is reporting that the labor contract will be subject to a vote by the company workers. The tentative deal will cover about 10,100 production and maintenance employees across 12 facilities in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. According to UAW Vice President Chuck Browning, the agreement contains significant economic gains and offers the highest quality health care benefits in the industry. The union will release details of the deal after members at Deere locations have reviewed the terms on October 10th. Recreational vehicles have been selling out faster than they can be built, and that's one of the reasons the stock price of Winnebago Industries has shot up. The Street is reporting that BMO Capital Markets boosted their price target for the recreational vehicle maker to $100 from $90. BMO said the company's record sales at the recent recreational vehicle show in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the average selling prices reported by rival recreational vehicle Thor Industries, which, by the way, beat Wall Street's fourth quarter earnings expectations earlier this week, are the reasons for the increase in the price target. Winnebago, which is scheduled to report earnings on October 20, announced in July it would buy Barletta pontoon boats for $255 million. And as if we don't have enough to worry about, mail delivery will be slowed down starting immediately. CBS News is reporting that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's blueprint for overhauling the U.S. Postal Service in order to slash costs is in full swing. But critics say the slower delivery standards could cause problems such as late bill delivery, while more broadly undermining the public's faith in the USPS, not to mention hurting folks in rural parts of the country that get their medications through the mail. Mail experts say the mail delivery will be more like it was in 1970. The Postal Service's current three-day delivery standard for first-class mail, letters, bills, tax documents, and the like, will drop to delivery anywhere within the U.S. within 5 days. Or in other words, Americans should now expect their letters and other mail could take up to 5 days to reach their destination, vice versa. Now, the biggest wonderment in all of this is, why is Louis DeJoy still the Postmaster General? It was a good day for the markets as the Dow surged upward by 482 points on Friday. The blue chips closed at 34,326, clawing back much of what it lost on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq gained 118 points to close at 14,566, while the S&P 500 picked up 49 points to end the trade on the first day of October at 43.57. One of the many reasons the market moved well into the green was the story that drug maker Merck announced successful data for its antiviral COVID-19 drug. And it's in pill form. That bit of news drove hope back into the economic recovery that's been hampered by increased cases of COVID over the past 2 months. And with the U.S. headed into cooler weather, any good news is good news. And finally, there is this. Working parents may want to prepare for a rude awakening, says an employment attorney who was interviewed by Bloomberg. More companies are tightening the reins on remote work policies, including implementing stricter rules on childcare. That means no more doubling as a nanny and office worker. Employees will have to make arrangements for their kids in order to focus on work. Technically, it's nothing new. Such rules existed before COVID, but its impact will be more widespread as employees continue working from home after the pandemic. But the question to all of this is, how the boss going to know? Unless your kiddo happens to walk past your Zoom conference camera. Busted. All right, stay with us because it is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines, and that means Jeff Pitts is in to chat it up about stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. We've got sports, music, haunted houses, and a bunch more, and lots of side banter from some events that took place years ago. Think JC haunted houses, fireworks, and even family reunions. Thanks for listening.